Hey, this is Kristen from the Positive Psychology Podcast. I just completed my 1,000th meditation on the Calm app, and it made me think about how when it comes to self-development and happiness, a lot of times it's difficult because we're afraid of the effort. We don't want to put the effort in, or we put it in for, you know, 2 or 3 days, and then we stop. And I think the important thing to understand is that the effort will be expended no matter what you do. And I would even argue that if you put in the investment of something like, you know, a couple of hundred or 1,000 meditation sessions, the effort you expend is actually probably much lower than the effort that you expend when you don't do these things. Think about it. I'm not, you know, I wish I could say, oh, I'm perfect now in every situation. I never get mad and I never get stressed. That's not true. But compared to how I used to feel before I did these sessions, daily life was just way more emotionally taxing. And I think taxing is a good word. Because it's not that I didn't, you know, I feel emotions. I still feel the whole range of emotions, but the degree to how draining they can be has reduced significantly while I can still feel the joy. And that's an important part, right? If if some people think, oh, if you meditate, you just dull your emotions. It's actually the opposite. But what it does is that with all these negative emotions, you are way more aware of when you have options, to stay angry or not, or to reframe a situation or not. And I like this choice because I remember what it felt like leading life differently in a more emotionally expendable way, or negatively emotional expendable way. And what that has done is that it has freed up so much emotional energy to put into other things. You know, it's obviously, if we're very stressed out all the time and then we're told to not be judgmental, that's actually quite hard, because we're already stressed out, we already have a reduced kind of mental bandwidth, and then on top of that, trying to be less judgmental is really hard. But what that does is that it creates, you know, the kind of separation, or it ruins our experiences. You know, something that I've noticed is that I am less judgmental than I used to be, but also I'm much more able to walk into the situation and just kind of hold off of making opinions about it for quite a while. And I notice this when I go somewhere new with friends, and they are immediately like, oh, why weren't we offered drinks or whatever. And I don't, that doesn't mean that I have horrible friends, but it just means that for them, their brain immediately kind of floods them with judgments, and that clouds the way that they can actually experience what is happening. Whereas for me, I'm like, oh yeah, I noticed that, but I'm still taking it all in, and that makes it easier for when something cool comes along or something good comes along, that I keep an open mind and experience that. And quite frequently, my friends afterwards say like, oh well, no, actually that was nice, you know, it was helpful that they didn't, you know, that I didn't go on a long bitching and rant session with them. Although, of course, there's a time and place to do that as well. But yeah, so I just want to encourage you to think about the fact that if you don't want to put in the energy, or if you feel like you don't have the time to put in the energy to learn things like meditation or exercise or whatever it is, just understand that you will expend just as much energy, if not more, you know, not doing it and having to learn to live with those effects and results nevertheless.